This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Second hour of the show tonight. Coming up, we're going to talk about virtual influencers, as well as seven things one author would do if they wanted to keep poor people poor. We've been talking about, you know, cryptocurrencies and NFTs and stuff like that. But last night, we were having an interesting discussion about psychedelics and this certain type of toad, a bufo toad, I believe the name of it was, that excreted some sort of venom that people were...
with 5-MeO-DMT inside of it.
Yes, a different form of DMT from what we under... from what we were able to gather, if
well,
I remember correctly.
Bonnie and I watched a video of somebody on YouTube taking this toad venom and like vaporizing it in one of these retreat centers down in the Amazon or something like that, and he was definitely like completely out of it, like
really
going like gurgling, laying down, like making noises like that, like.
I'm not sure I want to experience that.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. He loved it, though, when he came out of it. He was like, I love everyone. When he came out
That's good.
Yeah.
But we have a caller calling about exactly that subject. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. Sorry, this is my first time ever calling in. I'm a long-time listener, but I was listening to the episode yesterday, and as far as milking the toads, it's not illegal to have the toads. It is illegal to milk them, but I would not suggest people doing that. From personal experience, I've had pet Bufalvarius toads in the past, and I have milked them. And maybe other people know how to do it correctly, but I did a lot of reading on it whenever I was into that type of thing, and every time I did it, they would always scream, and I did not like the way that they acted. And,
yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah, I can imagine that. I mean, you're basically torturing, in that circumstance, you're torturing this creature so you can get a high off
bad.
Of its pain.
Yeah, just get the synthetic stuff. Be done
yes,
with.
That's what I would recommend. And
before you go on, one of the questions we had last night was, is there a significant difference between normal, quote-unquote, DMT, just like freebase DMT or vape cart DMT or whatever, and 5-MeO DMT? Have you done both, and can you speak to that?
Yes. I've done various forms of DMT. I would say 5-MeO DMT, not only does it look different, like once it's dried out, because you do have to milk it, dry it out, and it almost looks like cellophane or plastic once it's dried out, but the effects of it, it's much more intense, but in my experience at least, you don't even really get much of a visual effect.
Okay,
wow.
So it's just more of a mental high.
Yes, and a physical. But,
right.
Yeah, and I would definitely not recommend people licking it. There are other chemicals in the venom that I think get, if I remember right, get out of it whenever you dry it out, and it can actually make you sick. That's why it is a venom. So you definitely don't want to go licking those.
So that's why people dry it out and smoke it to prevent themselves from getting sick from the other chemicals that presumably dry out while the DMT doesn't.
Yes. From what I've understood in my reading, it's been a long time since I messed around with any of that. But, yeah, and also it's really sad. There's been in the Sonoran Desert, from the research I've done, there's been a lot of damage done to the toads out there due to incorrect information on how to actually use the DMT. And a lot of people are killing toads and abusing them.
Oh, man.
So I would just recommend not doing that.
Good advice, man.
Yeah, thank you so much
for
the call tonight, Eric. I wish you had been able to call last night. I mean, it sounds to me like you're a podcast listener rather than a live show listener, but... we had a lot more questions last night than we do at the moment, I think, because you ended up watching a number of videos, and I just got distracted with other stuff that I ended up looking into.
No, he answered my main question, so it's very interesting.
It is. It still sounds like synthetic would be the way to go
if one was going
to do this. Not the least of which, it's less disgusting than smoking toad venom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no part of that that sounds appealing.
Really bad. Yeah.
And it probably doesn't taste very good either. I don't know.
Well, generally DMT doesn't taste very good. So it probably tastes even worse coming from toad venom.
I generally would have to imagine it does.
DMT tastes like you're smoking a PVC pipe. It just tastes like melting plastic, in my experience.
I don't remember the taste. Well, I'm a smoker, so I wouldn't really pay much attention to that in the first place.
Anyway, do your research. Go to arrowid.org and learn about any sort of psychedelic you plan on doing. You never want to go into that blind, even though obviously you can't really know what the experience is going to be. But again, having a sitter, somebody who's present with you, somebody ideally who has had psychedelic experiences before and who will not be engaging in the same thing at the same time
especially if you can end up, gurgling on the floor or something like that.
Yeah, they were literally like wiping away the spittle that was coming out of his mouth. I mean, I don't think he was going to choke on it or anything, but it was just,
unsightly.
Did not look good for the video. Just like almost 500,000 views of this particular video, so it's not hard to find if you want to see what it was like, at least from the outside. Obviously, you can't see it from his perspective.
Does it show them from the beginning, like extracting the toad venom?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just him kind of like talking about what he's going to do, and then they bring over a vial, and whatever the venom is at the bottom of it, they heat it, so they're vaporizing whatever's there, and then he just inhales it.
Sounds like an intense experience, and it really doesn't sound like a lot of fun, but this guy enjoyed it, evidently.
Sure did.
So. And I have to say, when I've done DMT, I enjoyed it, but I didn't end up, gurgling on the floor or anything like that.
Right.
It's a pretty powerful head trip, but you can have quite a journey on a psychedelic experience, I suppose, without actually having to, I guess, be awake to experience it. In the same way that you can have some really good dreams without being awake to actually experience them. I'm just not sold on the idea of using DMT to that level where you just sort of completely... What was the phrase that Bonnie said they called?
Breakthrough or blast off or whatever. Yeah.
Just not sold on whether or not I would want to ever experience that.
It's apparently quite interesting.
I can't imagine.
I've not gone that far, though, for the same reason.
But you had a story last night about Asia's virtual influencers.
Yeah, and it's not just Asia that's doing this, but that's what this particular story is about. There are these sort of fake characters on, Instagram or wherever else. But let me give you the story here. From Beijing and Yahoo News reporting, sporting neon hair and flawless skin, Bangkok Naughty Boo is one of a new... That's Naughty Boo, B-O-O, is one of a new generation of influencers in Asia promising to stay forever young, on-trend, and scandal-free because they're computer-generated. Blurring the lines between fantasy and reality, these stars are hugely popular with teenagers in the region and will yield increasing power as interest grows in the metaverse, say industry experts.
What was the name of this influencer? Asian
Naughty Boo. Bangkok Naughty Boo. Sounds dirty, but no.
So these people know that this person is not real.
I presume they do know that. Quote, I'm 17 forever, non-binary, with a dream of becoming a pop star. Bangkok Naughty Boo, who uses they-them pronouns, said in an introductory video sent to AFP. Created by fashion designer Adisak Jirakasim and his friends, who envisioned a gender-fluid persona to hang the ideals of the artist community. The character is one of a tribe of made-in-Thailand virtual influencers born from COVID-19 pressures. In September, Ailin made her debut. She was created after her agency became frustrated by the limitations of human influencers during COVID-19 lockdowns.
Bangkok Naughty Boo, for what it's worth, does look fake.
Okay.
It's not convincing. Like, there's something weird about it.
Yeah, and I'm looking at a picture here of Ailin. She does look fake-ish, but at a glance, you might think she was real. And there are websites, by the way. I don't know if you've seen the one where they just generate a new human being wherever you go to the page.
I was on the show the night you found that. It was unsettling.
It's amazing how those look.
Yeah, they look absolutely like realistic, normal faces.
Yeah, so if somebody wants to make a fake influencer that looks real, they can absolutely do that. It would not be hard to do these days.
No, it'd be easy. I mean, deep fakes are a thing. They can make these influencers actually on video.
Yeah, so we can talk more about this.
Yeah, blurring the line between reality and fiction in the metaverse that they're still pimping. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in on it. Sounds to me like it's going to be a dystopian nightmare.
Human influencers, look out.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We'll be right back.
tonight. It's Aria.
It's Ian.
And we've been suspended from Nimmo TV again, and we're currently not streaming to, I think it's Nono TV or something like that.
Nono Live, yeah.
We're still not streaming to YouTube, obviously, because if we do, we're going to probably get the channel permanently deleted.
Yeah.
So if you're tired of having to jump across video streaming platforms in order to find us, don't worry. We know it's a problem, and we have already implemented a solution. You can find it at video.freetalklive.com. That takes you directly to our Odyssey channel. And there we don't have to worry about getting censored over medical misinformation or being anti-government or what was the... Or even just political can get you kicked off of some streaming platforms.
That's right.
So video.freetalklive.com, there's more than a million channels there already and more coming every day of disaffected YouTube users who are just sick of being restricted everywhere. So check it out. It's video.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Turd Ferguson calling. Turd, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey guys. I appreciate you guys taking my call. So I'm calling about a movie that I saw this afternoon, and I was excited about it for a while because I'm actually a pretty big fan of the franchise. I kind of grew up during the start of it, but it's the new Resident Evil movie.
Now, you watched this today. I thought it wasn't releasing until tomorrow based on...
Yeah, so all the posters, I actually don't know what the real day it was supposed to come out, but I do know some theaters opened it yesterday, and then a few more theaters had it today. And then I think the official opening day was supposed to be tomorrow, but I caught it today.
Okay, so when you say you're a fan of this franchise, do you mean the video games or do you mean the movies?
I'm a fan of both of them, actually. Okay. Even the original movies with Mila Jovovich, who is smoking sexy, in my opinion. She just made the original six movies, in my opinion, and they were awesome because of her. But
they're clearly, I believe she married the director of those films,
wow.
Paul Anderson, if I recall correctly, and so clearly he really loves his wife and, you know, wants to keep her going as a star and an action star, and they're basically just vehicles for her to be kicking ass in slow motion and looking awesome, you know, doing it. So they're fun. They're fun throwaway movies. They're not worth anything except for one view if you like things that go
I've
boom.
I've never seen any of them.
Yeah, if you like action movies with no real depth or plot whatsoever, then, you know,
see,
zombies.
That was my issue when they first came out with the Resident Evil movies, being a fan of the games. That was my first question. Okay, well, which game is it based on? They're like, it's not based on any of the games. I was like, then I'm not going to watch it.
Well, I mean, it has its similarities. Like, there's some of the enemies in the movies are from the games, from what I understand. And that's just me as somebody who...
Yeah, but there were Goombas in the 1980 Super Mario Brothers movie. Too, but it was still a terrible movie.
Yeah, I mean, they're entertaining.
They're better than that.
They're entertaining.
So
yeah,
how?
I like them actually, but I was going to say the new one's a total reboot, though. It's got totally new characters in it, and it's supposed to be like the game.
Based on the first two Resident Evil video games.
Yeah, isn't it more of a prequel than a reboot?
No, it's definitely a reboot.
Okay.
It's definitely a total reboot. It definitely held true to the games this time, in my opinion, the first two. Because, and it's the two...
So there's a bunch of walking around and picking up items and boring, you know, repetitive...
Did you say yes to that?
It's a little bit quicker than that.
Okay,
a little bit,
thank goodness.
A little more action-packed. Lots of zombie killing... And,
do they have to, like, solve the soup can puzzles in these movies? Like, hey,
no,
all the keys are chess pieces or whatever.
There's no puzzle solving, and it's probably good, because I don't think that would be very cinematic.
No.
Not in the games.
Right, well, I don't know. But I should say, though, that the character Wesker, who I believe in the first set of movies was played by the guy in Degrassi who raped Paige. He's not in it, but they brought the character back with Wesker, and he just sucks again, you know? I mean, he's just a totally worthless character again. That would be my biggest complaint, is they just really just didn't need
Who was that? Was he the big bad guy?
He was the scientist who developed the virus, if I recall correctly, and tested it on his daughter and, I believe, himself. I've never played the first Resident Evil.
Yeah, I don't think that's him. I think he was drafted by those guys to like run their evil organization later.
Okay.
But he's just a worthless character in this one. So that would be my biggest complaint. And he's just a worthless character in all of them. But I was going to say though, overall, I actually think the movie was pretty badass. And the girl who played Claire Redfield, I think is pretty sexy. I think she's going to be a big star. And I also
well, that's the important part.
It is the important part. That's the most important part. And Jill Valentine, at first I was bummed out because she doesn't look great in like her regular pictures, but in the movie she does look really good, and she does a good job kind of playing the sexy Midwestern sort of a sassy girl, cop girl figure. But I don't know. Overall, it was a decent kind of disaster / zombie / horror flick. It stayed really true to the games. I thought the cinematography was pretty good. It's pretty good for some jump scares. And this is, I believe, the third wave of zombies coming back into pop culture.
The third wave of zombies. You mean like what would the second wave have been, like the Walking Dead series?
That would have been it was in that era where it started. I mean that would have been like the early 2010s, late aughts, you know, with like
around the Twilight era was like everyone was. There were apps that you could upload your face and it would turn you into a zombie or whatever.
I don't know if you can say that wave has ever really stopped. I mean, zombies have kind of consistently been popular over the last decade plus. I mean, The Walking Dead is still being
produced. They were ubiquitous for a while, but they stopped being scary. But now I think they're finally starting to make their big comeback. I mean, I bet you're going to see way more of it in the coming months.
I don't know. I don't think that zombies have dropped out of popularity in the last decade. I mean, if you look at The Walking Dead as a series, it's still being produced. In fact, it is. They're wrapping production on the original series. They went through. They're going through 11 seasons, so they're on season 11 now. And
I've never seen a single episode.
It's a fine drama.
Sure it is.
It's a zombie drama basically. Like a lot of the episodes barely have zombies in them. It's more of the humans, interacting or whatever. Because I mean, how much can you really do with zombies? They've managed to do a lot with them, but they also had two spin-off series now from The Walking Dead. So, like, if it weren't continually popular, they would have kept it to just the one series. But no, they spun off and they did a show called Fear the Walking Dead, which honestly, the recent episodes of that has, in my opinion, was way better than a lot of season 10 of The Walking Dead. So that one's become a real good show. And I haven't even watched the other one, which I think it's called like The World Beyond or something like that. I don't even know what it's called. So there's so many spin-offs of just that one show. And then I think Zack Snyder just came out with a zombie movie a few months ago. I forget, The Army of Dead or something like that.
I didn't hear about it.
Yeah, so I mean, there's plenty of zombies out there. This is just another zombie movie. Maybe it was good. I don't know. He said so.
I don't want to think about one of the Resident Evil movies that actually returns to video games as being just another zombie movie, because zombies were Resident Evil back in the 90s before the zombie wave even happened. Terry, thank you so much for the call tonight, but most importantly, thank you for the reviews of the women in the movies. You should just grade them next time, like on the scale of 1 to 10.
The turn scale.
And thank you for reminding me that this movie exists, because I had already forgotten about it, and now I have to go see it this weekend. It's
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As gas prices continue to rise across the nation to alarming levels, President Biden is tapping into the nation's vast oil reserves, authorizing the release of 50 million barrels of crude oil, to which Republican Senator Pat Toomey says is too little, too late.
Prices are going through the roof, supplies are shrinking, and now the president goes around pleading with OPEC countries to increase their production. How ridiculous. And this isn't going to work. This the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, he releases some oil from that.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The man police say drove into a Waukesha Christmas parade on Sunday was charged Tuesday with 5 counts of first-degree intentional homicide and will face at least a 6 after an 8-year-old boy died Tuesday from his injuries. Daryl Brooks making his initial court appearance. USA Radio News. Airlines around the country are bracing for a surge in travelers ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday, hoping the weather forecast remains calm as millions more Americans will hit the roads or skies. The TSA saying Friday was the single busiest air travel day since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in March of 2020, as it screened 2.24 million travelers. TSA expecting to screen 20 million air passengers during the busy Thanksgiving travel period. One airport that has been consistently busy is the Tampa airport. Airport CEO Joe Lapano is pleasantly surprised.
It caught us a bit by surprise. It caught the airlines a bit by surprise. I think they've all learned a lot about what the customers need and how the traffic is coming back. I'm very confident that they're going to do a good job over the holidays for us.
Dollar Tree announcing on Tuesday that most of their prices will rise to $1.25 after the first of the year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. I'm excited now because I've been wondering what I was going to do all weekend since it's Thanksgiving weekend, but the thing I was fighting to go to, I can't go to now for reasons not worth getting into. My backup plan, I can't go to that because someone else I can't have contact with is going to that. So I'm like, what am I going to do this weekend? Hey, that's okay. There's a movie coming out. I'll just grab someone to go see that.
Sweet.
I've been wanting to see the movie anyway, so that works out pretty well. 603-283-6160. You can call in and remind me about anything that I've forgotten in the last 2 weeks. And that kind of makes me sad because it was just like 2 weeks ago that I was reminded about the existence of this movie, and in that same time frame, I just completely forgot about it.
Well, should have put it on your calendar, but thanks to Turd, now you know.
603, I'll forget by the end of the show, I'm sure. 603-283-6160, if you want to call in, talk about whatever you want. We're talking about virtual influencers, which the ones I've seen, they look like something's off about them if you look closer. They don't look like real people. So you kind of know they're virtual going into. Plus, they're not hiding it. They're like, hey, I'm going to stay 17 forever.
Yeah.
Interesting age for them to pick, by the way, rather than 18, which you would expect. But so they're not hiding the fact that these people aren't real.
Yeah, and it's a story out of Yahoo News, AFP as well, talking about Asian influencers. But this isn't just an Asian thing. Bonnie reminded me about a quote-unquote influencer named Michaela, who has been around since 2016. And when I pulled up the image, I was like, oh, yeah. Because we have talked about this issue before. This isn't the first time this has come up here on Free Talk Live over the years. And Michaela has, you know, a YouTube channel and presumably an Instagram, and
is this MIQ?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Lil Michaela.
Yep. And again,
this one is substantially more convincing.
But still not really real.
Yeah, some of these it's like, okay, yeah, there's something off here.
But she's got 277,000 followers on her YouTube channel, and
good Lord,
God knows how many.
So she's actually making videos, and I referred to her as a she, like it's an actual person.
Right.
Interesting.
And so as they point out here in the story, like this is, as far as advertisers are concerned, your normal human influencers, they're human. So they have issues. They might not show up to work. They might, you know, get drunk and forget to do something they were supposed to do. They might have a scandal where they, I don't know, send a naked photo of themselves to one of their teenage fans or whatever. These things have happened with some of these online influencers. And so if you're an advertiser, and you want to buy these influencers' audiences, which is a thing that they do, right? Like these people have sponsors.
Sure.
Then it kind of makes more sense to go with a virtual influencer because you know that one's probably not going to say something stupid that's going to get your brand
but that reduces
in hot water.
Them. So they're not even influencers at that point. They're just advertisements.
Well, to the advertiser, that's all that the influencer is. To the advertiser, the influencer is just a way to reach their audience. That's all. Like,
yeah, but that's not all an influencer really is. I mean, there's a reason that they're called influencers rather than advertisers, right? It's because they influence people in a lot of ways, not just what products to buy and what products to like.
Sure. You wouldn't, I don't think, have a successful virtual influencer by constantly pimping products. You've got to put content out there that's going to interest people. And apparently these things are doing that, right? Like there are people following these accounts, and they're interested in them and presumably interacting with them, right? Because they're still human beings behind the influencer. It's not completely computer-generated as far as the things that it does, right?
No, but once it is, I mean, it could actually chat with every single one of its fans at the same time.
And that can happen, yeah. And that is, and there are chatbots and things like that that have been being developed for a very, very long time. So I imagine
I miss Inspirobot.
I've never used it.
It was a meme, positive. Well, it attempted to create positive memes randomly on the fly, or and some of them are just.
Like the
priceless.
kind of stuff you'd see on like an office wall.
Yes.
Okay.
But stupid. And I'm gonna.
You'll pull it up. Okay. So artificial intelligence. So I think apparently the COVID-19 thing really like spurred some of these things to come out more so than previous. They say Sia Bangkok told AFP virtual influencers are suitable for the new normal. Artificial intelligence creations are establishing a foothold worldwide in a lucrative influencer market, which is expected to be worth $13.8 billion in 2021, according to Statista, a data giant. But industry analysts say Asia is where the industry will really boom in the coming decade. Quote, we think Asia will be an area of rapid growth in the sector of virtual influencers. Generation Z is the largest group of internet users in Asia, and it is a digitally adept generation that is highly familiar with social media and all things virtual, explained a marketing specialist, Nick Baklanov. The number of virtual influencers has more than tripled to 130 in 2 years, according to Baklanov, who predicted Facebook's investment in the metaverse will mean an industry boom. Quote, virtual influencers are better suited to the role of the first inhabitants of the metaverse than anyone else, he said. The biggest virtual earner is Lil Miquela, the L.A.-based, quote, robot it girl, unquote, who's worked with Prada and Calvin Klein and makes an estimated $7,000 per post.
Oh, my God.
The World Health Organization recruited Knox Frost, a 21-year-old AI universal adapter from Atlanta, to spread coronavirus safety messages to his 700,000 followers. In Asia, computer-generated pop stars, including Japan's Hatsune Miku and Luo Tiani from China, as well as virtual K-pop groups, Eternity and K/DA, have paved the way for newer, quote, stars as technology improves. Now, it's interesting that, you know, if you go back, we were just kind of talking about video games and video game movies a moment ago. Have you ever seen the Final Fantasy movie?
Which one?
I didn't know there was more than one. There was one that was released in theaters like two
that was
plus decades
like
ago.
The Spirits Within.
Yeah, that one.
Right? Yeah. I've never seen that one because I just heard awful things about it.
It generally got panned in its reviews. I thought it was entertaining, but then again, I like the Resident Evil movies too. So, like, you know, don't look to me if you're looking for, like, a quality movie check. But I thought it was interesting, and you know, for whatever its faults were, it was a completely 3D animated movie, which obviously wasn't original. I mean, Toy Story or whatever had preceded it. But it was different in the way that they were bragging at the time that the character that they had produced, the main female lead character, was like the most technologically advanced character, okay, like computer-generated character. Because, like, if you looked at Toy Story, you never saw the adults in that movie. It was all just toys being animated, right? Like, you never actually saw the humans being animated in that movie, because it was harder to make that, right, you know, look right. You know, strands of hair have to be animated in the computer, and back in the day, like, that was a pretty computer-intensive task to try to make a human look human. And she looked pretty good. You know, they had, like, pictures of her in, like, bikinis and things like that. They were really pushing this computer-animated character, and they were acting like this is the future of movies. Like, it didn't become that, but it still might. And this is kind of touching on this, where they're getting to the point now where these characters can look very, very convincing, and that character looked pretty good for two decades ago. So they were saying that this was going to be a new thing in movies, was that there were going to be these digital actors who could be voiced by real actors, but they could do things, obviously, that real actors can't do, in the same way that cartoons can do things that standard movies can't do, right? Like, cartoons is where you can really open your realm of possibilities and do all kinds of crazy stuff.
I think a Family Guy when you say that.
Or whatever. Yeah.
You raise an interesting point, though. I'm going to have to watch The Spirits Within now, because that came out right after Final Fantasy VII hit. And, you know, a lot of people hated Final Fantasy VIII, the game that came next, simply because it wasn't Final Fantasy VII Part II.
Mm.
And I suspect that's why a lot of people didn't like the movie as well, because it wasn't Final Fantasy. It wasn't Final Fantasy VII characters.
It wasn't the characters they were expecting.
Yeah, because VII was when Final Fantasy just exploded and became mainstream. So it was most people's first exposure to the series.
So it's interesting, though, now we've got... Now it's relatively trivial by comparison. I mean, 20 years ago, it would have been rooms of computers that would have had to have generated, you know, these characters. Now you can do a deep fake on, you know, a standard desktop computer.
Yeah, didn't James Cameron spend like $1 million per second on Avatar or
something like that,
for the animation?
Yeah, so where is this going? You've got influencers with hundreds of thousands, if not more than that, followers.
Well, it'll depend on where Facebook wants to take it. It's Free Talk Live.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
If you'd like to join us at 603-283-6160. And we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide. So for the first time, it's available on an exchange. This is actually out of date. It's available on two exchanges now, one of which is Uniswap. The other is xMarkets. That's exmarkets.com. And xMarkets only requires an email address for you to sign up, which is pretty cool. You get to keep your privacy intact. You can then trade other cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and stuff for Tether and use that to buy the investor token for Intercoin, which is ITR. Learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. And now buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com, or on Uniswap, which I don't have the URL for, but I imagine it's probably...
Just go to intercoin.org. It's right there on the front page.
Okay, awesome. That's intercoin.org. We're talking about virtual influencers here, which is basically just a deep fake, except... It's upfront about the fact that it's a fake.
I imagine most of them are, but you don't have to be.
No, but what, you're going to be outed at this point in the game, unless someone spends a massive amount of money on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we watched, you pulled up some sort of K-pop band.
Yeah, they mentioned a couple of K-pop groups, Eternity and KDA. Are computer generated, and I was like, all right, I want to see what this looks like. I like me some K-pop,
I wanted to kill myself every second that I was hearing
this.
It.
Song is not a good K-pop song.
Okay,
number one, this
it.
Is actually probably one of the worst songs I've ever heard, and the video is terrible. The quality of the deep fakes is very poor. Like, they could do better than this, and they didn't in this particular case, but
well,
it's
they only have
get
to,
better.
Presumably, they only have to, you know, convince little kids to buy the song or whatever on iTunes.
Yeah, and if you are dealing with, and going back to what advertisers want for like buying a sponsorship of an Instagram influencer or something like that, you don't want somebody who's controversial. You want somebody who's not going to say things that are going to piss people off and cause a boycott or whatever. And, you know, with a K-pop group, they don't get older. So, you know, these K-pop producers out there constantly having to make new groups because the girls are getting older and, you know, they want to do other things with their lives or whatever. And
that's so disturbing to me on a human level, though. It's like, I can't imagine how they could, even if they don't get older, how could they maintain any relevancy past a certain period, right? Because most bands don't. And it's not aging that does that. It's that people's tastes change over time and society's tastes change over time.
This is true, although, I mean, presumably they could change the music style as those tastes change.
Also,
I guess.
True.
And the girls won't ever fight with each other. They won't ever quit.
Or they will, but it'll be staged, and they'll make an entertainment thing out of it.
So to get back to the story here from Yahoo and the AFP, we were talking about one of their influencers, Bangkok Naughty Boo, the person who created Bangkok Naughty Boo, Adazak, photographed a model in different locations across the Thailand capital before creating the character's face online. He merged the computer-generated face and the real-life model body to make his virtual idol. Bangkok Naughty Boo.
That's kind of creepy when he puts it that way.
Well, that's how it is. Has already been signed to a leading Thai human modeling agency, while another one named Ailin has already secured the deal to be the face of a major mobile operator, meaning mobile phone operator. Quote, influencers yield more power in the East and provide more lucrative brand and engagement opportunities. And the idol, or as the idol and fandom concepts are more rooted in culture, said a fashion and beauty industry analyst at an intelligence company. With trouble-free pass, around-the-clock work ethic, because, yeah, they don't need to sleep, and easily controlled public personas, the fictional avatars are also a respite for companies weary of reputational damage. Quote, some brands...
Or we could just stop holding companies responsible for what a person on Instagram happens to have in their past when that comes out. Yeah. It's not Nestle's fault that they didn't find out that, you know, 7 years ago, this Instagram model actually had an abortion or whatever is upsetting people at the moment.
No, it's not Nestle's fault, but that's not to say that they're not going to try to play damage control if that does come about.
They shouldn't have to, though, yeah. Is what I'm arguing. It's like, okay, that's the Instagram model's fault or the YouTuber's fault or whatever, and even then you probably shouldn't care about it because it was 7 years ago and people changed. What? Oh, no, she made a vaguely racist tweet when she was 12. Now we have to condemn her and kick her off social media.
Unfortunately, Aria, we don't live in that world. I mean, we were just talking earlier about how some people go to a protest now and they get sued for millions of dollars because someone showed up to fight them. Similarly, you know, whenever somebody does something that's offensive, there's some group that's offended out there, and they feel like they need to let everybody know how offended they are, so they're going to call everybody who's associated. We've had people call radio stations of ours and have us dropped off the air because we've said things that are anti-war in the past. So
the good news is Dave Chappelle nominated for a Grammy.
Okay.
So that's despite cancel culture doing what they could to cancel him.
Yeah, and Netflix didn't cancel him.
Yeah,
because he's making him money.
And it was also his last Netflix special, so there
that's
was
true.
Nothing
was
to
pretty
cancel.
Much done. But they didn't take his special down. They didn't take it off the air.
Oh, no, because that means less money for them.
Exactly. So, and that's true also of, like, these influencers. If the influencer's actually making you a bunch of money, well, then you better believe that Nestle or whoever is going to give it a second thought. But if the influencer is just one of a dozen or 50 different, you know, people on Instagram that you've put your money into to reach their 1 million followers, then a million followers over here is the same as a million followers over here. And, in fact, it's probably a better idea to rotate through these people than to keep on the same 12 of them or whatever. Like, if you've got a limited advertising budget and there's 2,000 influencers, well, you want to buy 20 at a time, right? And, like, move around. So, like, these people are throwaways. I mean, these companies, what was it? I was reading about one of these sponsors. They sponsor, like, as many of the influencers as they possibly can. It was, like, Bang Sodas or something like that, or Energy Drink. And, like, they sponsor a bunch of influencers whose audiences are primarily under the age that can actually purchase the product itself. But nonetheless, they do that. And the point being, like, they've got so many of these influencers in their pocket. It's no big deal if they flush a few of them down the drain. Doesn't mean anything to them.
Yeah, and that model has its own issues. I mean, that business model has its own issues. YouTube did something similar a number of years ago, back when I lived in Mississippi, where if you talked about certain types of things on your channel, then you certain advertisers wouldn't work with you.
They wouldn't sponsor you, yeah.
It moved a lot of monetization from videos, and I remember people complaining about time that, like, I think the non-believer was one of them saying, this destroys my entire livelihood. Well, why did you put all of your eggs in the YouTube advertising basket in the first place?
Yeah, there were a lot of people complaining about that and using the exact same, you know, whine of, oh my God, what has YouTube done to me? Well, yeah, here, you need to have multiple streams of income.
Yes, the people who weren't completely reliant on YouTube to produce their completely within YouTube's terms content, but also not appealing to advertisers, right? Like, I have no doubt that some of the videos we've done, probably not appealing to people, to advertisers, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to advertise on our videos where we talk about the vaccine doesn't actually appear to do anything. That's an unpopular message. And it's not going to appeal to most people. So to them, it just limits our reach to the amount of people that we can sell their product to.
So interestingly, they say that government restrictions are a reason why these fake influencers or these AI influencers are going to become popular in certain Asian nations where there's a policing of freedom of expression, which we've experienced trying to stream on some of the Asian platforms.
We've experienced that streaming on American platforms.
Businesses may prefer the ability to control everything. Quote, the Chinese government's recent crackdown on exorbitantly paid, vulgar, and immoral influencers is likely to further boost the appeal of virtual influencers, said one expert. He said they won't make impolitic comments or be embroiled in sex scandals. One of them said there's a huge interest in the Ai Lin character with businesses in pandemic-ravaged Asia looking to innovation and a new world order. A shakeup of the status quo may have some flesh-and-blood content creators worried, but human influencer Muchima Wachirakomane welcomes the newcomers. Quote, they're freaking cool, exclaimed the 25-year-old who shares glamour shots alongside no-filter, makeup-free looks to her 21,000 followers on Instagram. And that's actually relatively small, right? Like, for an influencer, 21,000, that ain't that big. A million, a few hundred thousand. Now that's, you know, you're starting to talk about something. But if you,
I don't have any context for Instagram.
I don't either. But just looking at numbers, I mean, 21,000 is not a whole lot, right? Like
it's certainly nothing to write home about.
Yeah, it took me 2 decades, but I finally got to 20,000 viewers or subscribers on the Free Keen YouTube channel, and it don't mean jack diddly as far as like revenue or, you know, or views on any new video that you put up there. You've got to get into the multi-hundred thousand plus million territory to really become, you know, revenue positive on these things.
Yeah, and that really shouldn't be why anyone is doing it, but I mean, hey, whatever floats your boat, I guess. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. Virtual influencers in the metaverse. That seems to be what Facebook has planned for the world. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.